Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival, and we're talking talent Sarajevo here, specifically the screenwriting talent here at the festival. And I'm very pleased to be joined by celebrated screenwriter Olivia Hetreid. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's a real pleasure to be here, Matt. Thanks.
So let's get right down to it. And I'd love for you to tell us what it is that you are doing with the talent here, with the screenwriting talent.
Okay, so we have 8 reasonably young and very gifted writers from all over the region. And the thing that's really exciting to me is that they come with these just very various and interesting stories.
Yeah.
And we're just here to help them tell that story in the best possible way.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of craft. It's a little bit of an outsider eye coming in and looking at things and kind of questioning what's there and what might help, and just about kind of helping them to hone the work so that they can go back with a really strong story.
Yeah. And how is it that you do that? Because I know that you're doing one-on-one meetings as well with them.
Yeah. So it's a combination of doing group talks and then having the main focus of the talents is really about doing quite lengthy one-on-one meetings with each writer where you go through the project in detail. Yeah. And sort of pull it apart, ask questions, find out what's going on. Sometimes the writer knows what's there in their head, just hasn't made it onto the page. So it's kind of looking for the real intention of the work and trying to make sure that they've presented that in the best possible way.
That's kind of a challenge, actually, isn't it? When you're kind of writing a script to kind of, maybe you have too many ideas in your head and you don't know exactly what direction, you know, you might be a little lost and picking exactly what it is that you want to put on the paper.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not something that changes actually as you get more experienced. It really helps to have somebody else look at the work and say, did you think about this? Or you think this is really clear, but I'm just not understanding it. Mm. And sometimes, you know, the idea is so strong to you or the character is so strong and you just have missed some, you know, quite simple thing that brings them to life for other people.
So. Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, there's a few things that, there's a few questions that what you just said inspires that I would love to ask you. But before I do, what about the ideas that have kind of been brought up to you? What do you think of, like, the ideas and the overall creativity of these screenwriters that have shown up at Sarajevo and are here for the talent session?
I think it's really interesting. I've been coming for a few years and almost every year there's a kind of, there'll be a theme that a lot of the scripts are picking up on. So, you know, a couple of years ago there were a lot of stories about exile and displacement and what it felt like to be alone in another country or leaving for another country and so on. And that seemed to be the kind of the zeitgeist, I suppose. And this year I think, not at all surprisingly, but there are a lot of stories about refugees or, you know, coming across people who are crossing borders or in transit in some way. And yeah. And so it's really interesting to meet people from, you know, really quite a wide variety of countries and experience who are feeling the kind of common impulse to tell those stories.
Yeah. And also, I guess, another concern that a filmmaker always needs to think about is you have to be regional, but you also need to portray your themes in a way that they can be understood by other countries, you know, make them a little more universally understandable, maybe.
Yeah, completely. And when you're talking about, you know, countries with quite small populations and a language that doesn't travel beyond the borders, then they really need to think internationally as well. And that's not about trying to tell some kind of big, stupid story that, you know, somehow is going to make America happy. It's about telling a story that's so truthful and honest and deeply felt that it translates to everybody, because yeah. Everybody has, you know, the same emotions and the same experience of family and so on.
Yeah.
And so if you tell your story with truth and specificity, then it will travel. It doesn't, but you have to understand the things that the rest of us don't get about something and make sure they explain it. And I think that's one of the real virtues of Sarajevo, bringing people from lots of different countries together.
Oh, that's also a problem whether you're working with original ideas or adaptations.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes with an adaptation, because it's a piece of work that already exists, you can take for granted things in it. So then it's especially useful, I think, to have somebody who doesn't know the original come and say, so why is this here and why do they do that? And just kind of ask really quite basic questions about what's there.
Sure. Well, now you also gave a talk here to the talents.
I think out there, people often don't quite know what a screenplay does. They think maybe it's the dialogue, like in a theatre play. But actually, a screenplay is the whole film. And we were really talking about how you create that, so that the experience of reading a screenplay should be that you feel that you've just watched a film, not really that you've just been reading pages of dialogue. And it's about thinking how every scene can be made to tell the story as visually as possible. I like to tell a story with as few words as possible, both words on the page, but also words of dialogue. Because every time you can tell the story in images and make people kind of connect through the images, it just makes the work that much stronger and more engaging, exciting. We're incredibly visually driven humans.
Yeah. Well, also, I guess, you know, you want to make the reading of the script enjoyable, especially when it comes to, you know, actually trying to raise funds to get the film done in the first place.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the people who are going to give you money have to read an awful lot of scripts. And if your script is a long, boring read, you know, they probably won't even get past page 10.
Doesn't work that way.
So you really want them to enjoy the experience and, as I say, to feel, oh, yeah, I see the movie. And not have to kind of struggle with the, what am I even watching here?
Exactly, yeah. And you don't want too much dialogue either. You can always tell when a film has too much dialogue. You know, sometimes, you know, it's repetitiveness in the dialogue can... There's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, and that feeling, you know, okay, I watched what happened just now in the way he walked into the room and looked at her. You don't need 5 minutes of them having an argument for me to understand that this marriage is in trouble.
Right.
I got it, you know, from the doorway.
Yeah. You've worked in Bosnia before. I just wanted to know from your perspective, what's it like here? What's the film industry like? What was the impression that it kind of left on you?
Bosnia is an extraordinary place. It has... There's so much talent here. There's so much passion. There are such incredible stories. And there's such a huge level of difficulty in getting anything done. And the film festival is a kind of... It's a real triumph of the impossible every year. I don't know how Miro and the rest of his team managed to do it, but they put together this incredibly vibrant, energetic festival out of kind of thin air. And it's you know, a perfect example of how things can happen in Bosnia. You have, you know, astonishingly talented people, and they get films made, but it's really, really difficult to do it.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible privilege to come in from outside and be able to be part of helping to get a film made or helping to write a script or to do a bit of script editing for somebody.
Yeah, I love the history of this festival. It's absolutely amazing. And I also love the way that, you know, this festival in particular just tries to reach out to neighboring countries and kind of try and get things going as far as the film industry is concerned, because it also, to me, the film industry actually means job opportunities as well as, you know, treasuring the creativity of an artist or a vision of an artist.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. It's great. It's great that you said that. I do notice that passion a lot. And now, as a final question... I would love to talk about the new project that you're kind of working on, Altamira, I believe it's called. Is that correct?
It is. Altamira is the name of some caves in Spain, and they are the place where the very first prehistoric cave paintings were discovered back in the late 19th century, at a time in Spain when the Catholic Spain was very conservative and quite kind of reactionary. And this little girl and her father discover these absolutely incredible paintings of bulls on the ceiling of a cave that's been hidden for thousands of years. And they realize, or they suspect, that these paintings are incredibly old and nobody wants to believe them. And it's really a story about prejudice, about how if you expect one thing, you can't see the thing that's in front of you. And it's a family story. We have Antonio Banderas as the dad, and a gorgeous little girl called Allegra Allen plays his daughter.
Very good.
And it's set in the north of Spain. It's very beautiful and green and lush.
Well, that sounds very interesting. We'll be looking forward to hearing more about it then in the near future.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thanks very much for joining us. It was very interesting talking with you.
Thanks so much, Matt. Cheers.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.